Welcome to another inspirational podcast from Nations Church. For more great content and updates, visit nationschurch.com.
Well, we have a guest speaker this morning, and we are so blessed. You are going to be blessed. I really encourage you. Put your listening ears on and open your heart, because God is, he's really wanting to say something to each of us that we can get a hold of and walk it out into this place and into our daily lives. So it's a fantastic thing to be able to welcome Pastor Jimmy Matuvu, his family here with him. He's got four girls. I said, you feel kind of outnumbered? And he said, yeah, I kind of do. But he's also got a little boy on the way. And that's why his wife is not here. So congratulations. So good to have you here with us this morning. And Pastor Jimmy was born in Uganda and grew up in Uganda in a time when in the country's history where there was a lot of war and turbulence and deprivation. And as a young man at the age of 19 years old, he encountered the love of Jesus. He encountered the life-changing presence of Jesus. And since that time, he has grown and he's done crusades through Uganda and right throughout the world, seeing many, many people come to Jesus and healed and delivered and set free. And he's got a word from the Lord this morning for us. And so come on, let's lean in. I want you to stand to your feet and give him a great big welcome as he comes with the word of the Lord this morning.
Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a giant hand of praise. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Come on, you can do better than that. It's for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise him, somebody. Hallelujah. Anybody alive in here?
Yeah.
Let's give Jesus one more giant hand of praise. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are really, 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 really giving him mediocre praise. Oh, pathetic. Come on, let's praise God like we really know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise God. It's good to be here. You chose a good Sunday to come to church. Beautiful weather. Hallelujah. It's such a joy for me to be here. And I thank God for your pastors who have opened up the pulpit and invited me to come and be here with you to share the word of God. I strongly believe that your lives are going to be impacted by the truth of God's word and by the revelation of the word of God. One of the most important things is revelation to a Christian. Revelation. It's so important that you live a life of revelation of the revealed word of God. The word of God that we read is Logos. But when you hear the voice behind that word, then you tap into a higher level of understanding. And then it puts you on a higher plane where the devil is in serious trouble. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? So I want to thank God for this time that he's given us together to share the word of God. I know your life is going to be impacted, greatly impacted by the word and the truth of God's word. And I know that you are making a plan of action as a doer of the word to execute what you're about to hear. Because that's the only time you profit and benefit from the word of God. The only part of the Bible that will work for you is the part you do. Let me try it in English over here. I say the only part of the Bible that will work for you is the part you do. That's why James 1:22 says, be not just hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. He says, if we just hear the word, we are deceiving ourselves. It's just like walking, standing before a mirror and looking inside that mirror, in that mirror, and seeing an image and walking away and forgetting the kind of image that you saw. And unfortunately, that's where the word, most of the church is. We look in the mirror. The word of God is the mirror. It tells you how you look like. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
He tells you how you look like. And once you look into that mirror, when you walk away, it doesn't matter what anybody says. Everybody's opinion is irrelevant in light of what image you've just seen in the book. So you, if you're going to walk out the kind of life that God has called you to live and to walk out, then you cannot be a stranger to the mirror. Amen. I like it, Jimmy. Preach it. Give me five. Amen. 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 You cannot be a stranger to the mirror if you want to know the image you ought to be. You have to consistently stay in that mirror. And women would understand that, doing their makeup and mascara and what have you. You don't want to walk out just doing it without a mirror and then you go out there and you scare people. Are you hearing me? When everything is mixed up, it's not in the right place, you know, and that's how we live our lives. That's why the world is confused. Everything is mixed up. Black is white, white is black, because they got out of the mirror. Are you hearing me now? This is a mirror. You need to maintain the mirror. Somebody tap your neighbor and shake them by the shoulders. Don't kill them. Just shake them a little bit. And please maintain my version. Don't give them an amplified version. Say neighbor, I'm glad you're my neighbor this morning. Maintain the mirror. The mirror image. I like that. I wish I could preach that. But moving right along, let's release our faith and believe. As a matter of fact, do you know that if you're just a hearer of the word, you get the same results as one who didn't hear at all. If all you did was to come and hear and you did not do, you were as good as one who didn't come. Because you both get the same results. Zero. Are you hearing me now? So you have to be purposeful and intentional and deliberate as a child of God and say, no, it doesn't matter who doesn't do it, I'm going to do it. You see, believing God is not just believing God or believing His word. Believing God's word is behaving God's word.
Yes.
Until you behave it, you haven't believed it.
Yeah.
If He says, be anxious for nothing, that means there's nothing out there that is big enough to make you anxious. So if you find yourself trying to be anxious, first catch, press the pause button and say, I'm too good for anxiety. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
If you're good, depression, I'm too good for depression.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me? You hold, you get, you keep that thing on the pause button.
Yeah.
You don't want to go. You don't allow those negative emotions. You see, the negative emotions, they motion you somewhere.
Wow.
And once they're negative, they're taking you away from the will of God, away from the plan of God for your life. That's why you need to keep those emotions in check.
Yeah,
I'm preaching. I'm saying things I didn't plan to say. Amen. Father, we thank you. I'm not a religious preacher. Anybody who knows this African man. I flow by the Holy Ghost. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Oh, we are so honored and privileged to be a part of your family. A part of the beloved. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that gives us a right to come into your presence. To come boldly through a throne of grace, knowing full well that we have been accepted in the beloved.
Yes.
Thank you, Master, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, whom you've sent, the Holy Spirit, to be our teacher, our guide, our advocate, our standby, our strengthener, our helper.
Yes.
We thank you that we are not without help. We've got the helper, the unseen partner, who walks with us and guides us and leads us. Teach us how to lean on Him and depend on Him to guide us into all truth and to bring to our remembrance those things that you've spoken to us. I pray that every ear will be anointed to hear, every heart will be anointed to receive. I pray that your word will find a lodging place in the spirits of your people, that many days and many years, many months, they'll be able to harvest off what has been planted in their lives.
Yes.
For that, we give you praise and we give you glory. Satan, we bind you and we command you to stay off limits. You will not interfere, interrupt God's eternal purpose for this moment. For our lives, we set our run in the our course in the realm of the spirit, and we refuse to be distracted, but we focus in on the word of God and what God has to say to us. And it brings us great pleasure, Satan, once again to remind you that you are defeated and you are under our feet, and Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. It's in Jesus' name that we pray, and everybody say it, amen.
Amen.
Everybody say it, amen. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of God. I've got a word for you. Hope you're ready. Anybody ready for the word?
Yeah.
Turn with me to 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. 1 John, that is little John, chapter 1, chapter 5, and verse 4. We have big John and we have little John. They're all good Johns. Amen. They all have something good to offer to us. So this morning, we are dealing with little John. He says here in verse 4, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. You just missed a nice place to say amen. But I'm going to keep reminding you of all those nice places to say amen so you don't miss them. So God being a God of a second chance, I'm going to give it to you one more time. Whosoever is born of God overcomes the world.
Amen.
They've already put up the, I was going to get to that, but you're fast for me. You're good. Now listen to the Message Bible. The Message Bible says, every God-begotten person conquers the world ways. And the conquering power that brings the world to its knees is our faith.
Yeah.
Woo, that is good. I say that is good.
Yeah.
Every God-begotten person conquers the world ways. The conquering power that brings the world to its knees is our faith. The conquering power that brings the world to its knees is our faith. Do you have anything that is standing that ought to be on its knees in your life? He says every God-begotten person overcomes the world. Now this is talking about being born of the Spirit, being born of God, being born of the Spirit of God. He says once you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you are born of the Spirit of God. The nature of God is imparted to your spirit. Spiritual death is dislodged out of your spirit, and now you receive the Zoe, the eternal life of God. You receive the life of God on the inside of you, and that life is supposed to give you and me the advantage to the world. It's supposed to give you the edge. It's supposed to make you unique. It's supposed to make you stand out. Are you hearing me? This is what we ought to stay in tune with and in contact with. Your inside. That's why Jesus said, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living waters.
Yes.
You see, most of God's children, they spend more time in contact with their head and their mind. I'm thinking faculties. Yet God wants you to be more contact with your recreated spirit.
Yes.
That's why the Bible says that they that are led by the Spirit of God, they're the true sons of God. The Spirit of God doesn't lead you by your mind. It leads you by your recreated spirit. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs 4 that you're to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. When the Bible talks about the heart, it's not talking about the muscle organ, the blood that pumps blood in your body. You cannot believe God with your muscle organ, the heart, the natural heart, any more than you can see with your ear. Why? Because your heart, your natural, that organ, is designed to pump blood in your body. It's not designed to believe. Because the word of God is spirit. Spirit is with spirit. Deals with spirit. Jesus said in John chapter 6 verse 63, I believe there. He says that the word, the flesh profits nothing. But the spirit gives life. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. You see, the word of God as is a spiritual container. Yes. It carries the potent of God. Yes. Are you hearing me now? Yes. That's why when you put it in your mouth and you speak it in faith, it produces the same results that God gets when he used it.
Yes.
Ah, you're not hearing me. You need to learn how to activate the word of God.
Yes.
Put it in your mouth. Speak it out of your mouth. And watch it change and rearrange your situation and circumstance for your good.
Yes.
I'm getting into something that I didn't plan to get into.
Come on.
Every God-begotten person overcomes the world. In other words, God engineered you, crafted you, designed you, hardwired you to win.
Yes.
Only. Let me say one more time in English. Somebody might hear me. When you are born of God, you are designed, you are crafted, you are hardwired with victory veins.
Yes.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes.
The veins in your spirit, they all contain V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
Yes.
Victory. Victory. God expects you to maintain victory vocabulary in your mouth. That's why after this service, you may have to make a personal inventory of your vocabulary. What kind of words have you been speaking? Because words are spiritual containers. Whatever you speak, they will employ what they carry. You see, you cannot speak negativity and live a positive lifestyle. There's no such thing. You can't have a negative mindset and live a positive lifestyle. You've got to shift and change and have a paradigm shift and take on the mind of Christ. You see, we quote this scripture in Isaiah 55 where it says, his thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways.
Yeah.
That is true. But he did not say you cannot have his thoughts. Neither did he say you cannot have his ways.
Yes.
Why? Because thoughts come from words.
Yes.
As I'm speaking to you, you are beginning to process what I'm thinking, what I'm speaking. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
It's the words you're hearing that begin to govern your thinking, your thought pattern.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Now what you think would dictate where you go, the ways. So if you want God's ways, God's thoughts, you get his word.
Yeah.
His word gives you his thoughts. His thoughts give you his ways.
Yeah.
Are you following me now?
Yeah.
Now it says, whosoever is born of God overcomes the world.
Yeah.
No, it does not say that whosoever is born of God graduates into overcoming. Takes lessons to overcome. You are born an overcomer. You don't graduate into overcoming. Your very nature is an overcoming nature. It's the nature of God on the inside of you. Are you hearing me? You need to live critically aware of that. You need to live your life with a permanent resident reality that I carry the potent of God, that I carry the nature of God, that I carry the ability of God on the inside of me. Therefore, I'm not helpless. Now, that nature contains the DNA of God. Because the Bible says in 1 Peter 1:23, we have not been born again by the incorruptible, by incorruptible things, but by the incorruptible word of God. We have not been born again by incorruptible things such as silver and gold, but by the incorruptible. Let me read it. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable. Pick up on that. Imperishable, uncorruptible, cannot be corrupted by the circumstance or situation or anything you face. It lives independent of the situation. That's what you're made of, man. Ah, we are of a higher level. I say you and me, our makeup is far superior to the devil's makeup. We are on a higher plane than the devil. We are not at the same level with the devil. We don't take instructions from him. We give him instructions. Are you hearing me now? We only give him instructions. So we have been born again by the seed of the word of God. God's word is God's palmer. Are you hearing me? It contains his DNA. And once it gets in the inside of you, you've got his nature, the winning, overcoming, victorious, successful nature on the inside of you. That's why he doesn't expect you to think anything contrary to the nature you possess. Because that nature has potential. Potential is hidden ability. The ability is hidden, but can only be realized when you begin to activate the potential. A bean seed has potential to give you beans. But if all you do is to sing about it, dance about it, talk about it, and fail to plant it, you will never partake and profit and benefit from the potential of the seed. I like that. That's Holy Ghost utterance. The seed of the word of God has potential of God. But until it's planted in your recreated spirit, that's when you begin to harvest of what it carries. It carries the ability of God. It carries the miracle life of God. It carries the life-giving power of God. Carries all these things. Now it's important for you to know that success and winning and victory are supposed to be the norm for a child of God. God doesn't expect you and me to walk with an exceptional attitude towards winning success or victory. You are supposed to win. How can I say this so it registers strong? I said, you are. Say, I am.
I am.
Pretend to be alive when you're saying it. Let's try one more time. Say, I am.
I am.
Supposed to win.
To win.
Say it strong. Say, I am.
I am.
Supposed
to win.
To win. God. Say, God.
My Father.
Has. Hardwired me,
fashioned
me,
conditioned
me,
crafted
me
to win
all the time,
consistently.
Oh, so when you find yourself in a situation, always maintain winning on your mind. Doesn't matter how the present tense looks like. If you change, your attitude and you begin to think something, you are depriving yourself of the anointing. Are you hearing me? Because the anointing is going to be activated by you maintaining God's position.
You maintain God's position no matter what.
Yes.
Now, it says that this is the victory. This is the conquering power that brings the world to its knees.
Yeah.
Is your faith.
Yeah.
So, how important is your faith?
Wow.
If victory is your dream. How important is your faith if victory is your dream? Because the conquering power that brings the world to its knees. Now it says the world because it's talking about the world system. You see, Satan is the puppet master of the world. He's behind pulling strings, affecting people's thinking. People making decision in the political arena to affect you and to attack the will of God. Are you hearing me? He's the puppet master. But God says that he has given you the ability to take on the puppet master. The conquering power that brings the world to its knees is your faith. So that means there is nothing, absolutely nothing, zero in the world order that your faith would not defeat.
Amen.
Absolutely nothing. I said absolutely nothing. I said absolutely nothing. Can I have the time? I have it here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for being a preacher. You got something. Hallelujah. I'm messing with you. The conquering power. Everybody said the conquering power. You like this, my brother? Give me five. Me too. The conquering power that brings the world to its knees is your faith.
Yes.
So whatever is on its feet in your life that is a part of the world is because you've not yet exercise the conquering power that brings the world to its knees. Are you hearing me? The moment you see, Satan has no defense against a Christian who lives by faith. Absolutely no defense. That's why the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 6, after telling you to put on the whole armor of God, gives you all the armor components, and then he tells, above all, take the shield of faith. Above all, take the shield of faith with which you'll be able to quench every. He says, with which you'll be able to quench every. No. He did not say with which you'll be able to quench some things. He says every fiery dirt. This is important, ladies and gentlemen. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in Hebrews 11, 6, it says, without it, it's impossible to please God.
Yes.
Impossible. No, God did not say it's hard without it. He did not say it's difficult. No, he said it's impossible.
Yeah.
Impossible means it cannot be done. What cannot be done? You cannot please God without faith.
Yeah.
These are not my words. These are not my opinion. Read the book. It's up there. It's B-I-B-L-E, Bible.
Come on.
That's why I want to keep you scripture bound so that when you walk out of here, you don't say the man said.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say anything. I read everything. Bible, Hebrews 11, 6. And without faith, it is impossible. You see, you don't really associate, you don't normally associate impossible with God. Do you notice? It's very few times he uses the word impossible. One of it, you see, this is a strong word right here. It's just like must.
Yes.
You must be born again.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me now?
Yeah.
He says, he that cometh to him must believe. No, he says, he that cometh to him must believe. Now, you don't have to come to him. You pick up on that? You don't have to come to him. But once you make a decision to come to him, you don't have two options. Are you following me now? You don't have to come to him. But once you make a decision to come to him, you come on his terms. Now, if you're coming to you, you have many options. This is what is messing up, Pastor Ben. Most Christians in the Western world, democratic thinking. In a kingdom arena.
Yeah.
Jesus is not another democratic leader. Where what passes is our one that has the most popular votes. If that was so, all the children of Israel would have made it to Canaan. But the Bible says only two. And God did not decide with the millions. Pick up on this now. He delivered millions, three plus, from Egypt to take them to Canaan. 3 million chose a different program. Jesus did not change. God did not cross over. And he says, okay, Joshua 1, Caleb 2, me 3. Let me see over here. 1 million. 1, 2. He said, there are too many. Let's go with the many. No. He stayed with the two. Why? It's either his way or no way. The faster you get with the program, the better it is for you. Are you hearing me now?
Yes.
God has called you to win.
Yes.
God has called you to succeed in every arena of life.
Yes.
And he has given you the victory, which is your faith. It's what you believe in the Bible that God said about your situation that is your victory.
Yes.
If you seek, it's what you believe. In 1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore our sins in his body, that we being dead to sin might live unto righteousness, and by his stripes we are healed. That's my victory over sickness. If I have a need, my victory over a need is Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's my victory. So it is what I believe about the word of God concerning my situation. That's my victory over the situation. That's why you ought to be more loyal to what he said than what you're facing. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Say,
I am
supposed
to win.
God
has
called me
to win
in life.
In life.
No matter what,
the devil throws
at me.
I have a winning
nature.
I'm supposed to win.
Right now, as you're sitting there minding your own business, the will of God for every situation you're facing is win. The first pronouncement he pronounced over man when he created him in Genesis 1:26-27, he said, let us make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion. He didn't want man to be mistaken. He said, let's make man in our image and our likeness. Let them have dominion. Over. When Jesus came, he said, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy to tread over serpents, to tread over.
Yeah.
He came to re-demonstrate God's original plan for man, that is winning. He said, the thief cometh not, John 10:10, but to kill, steal, and destroy. But I'm come that you may have life and have it in abundance.
Yes.
And I like the Amplified because it's amplified, it's loud. He says, I am come that you may have life in abundance to the full till it overflows.
Yeah. Wow.
That's winning language.
Yeah.
I said, that's winning language.
Yeah.
He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Yeah.
He didn't say all these things shall be deprived of you.
Yes.
He said, it shall be added unto you.
Yes.
God wills nothing but victory for every one of his children.
Amen.
But it's not up to God for you to win, because he's given you the conquering power that brings the world to its knees. Is your faith. Let's rise up. Not get off your feet. I'm talking in your spirit. These people are ready to go home. They say, African man, you're preaching good, but you know, Kentucky Fellowship Church is calling me. No, let's rise up in our faith.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Let's activate our faith. Let's bring the world's ways to its knees.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
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 We are born of God. And if you're not, you can. You can be born of God. Somebody say amen. Do you receive this word this morning?
Yes.
Let's give the Lord a giant hand of praise. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Now, you may be here. You've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. We've talked about being born again. Whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. The overcoming nature comes when you receive Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the nature that overcomes, that you receive. Are you hearing me now?
Yes.
So if you're here, you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You know, we preachers say something that is so funny. If you're here. So you're here. You've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. I want you to know he loves you.
Yes.
He cares for you. This message was tailor-made for you, so you can receive the winning nature of God.
Yes.
So you can become a part of the family, the winning family, where you can stand up and face the challenges of life, not by yourself, knowing that the one who said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, is with you.
Yes.
Life is crazy. The world is crazy, rather. You need Jesus with you.
Yes.
If your heart stopped right now, my question to you, do you know where you would spend eternity? If your heart stopped right now, are you ready to meet God? Because no matter who you are, where you are, 2,000 years from today, 200 years from today, 400, you're going to be alive somewhere. Somewhere you're going to be alive. But you determine that somewhere.
Yes.
You determine that somewhere. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
Yes.
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Why take the wages of sin when you can take the gift of God? Jesus is the gift of God. He loves you. He cares for you. Doesn't matter how terrible your past has been. Jesus comes to you in the day of salvation just like today. Not to condemn you or to finger point at you. No, he comes to forgive you. He comes to cleanse you. He comes to restore dignity and honor to you and give you a new story to tell. So every head bow, every eye close. You're here this morning, you're saying, Jimmy, I'm that person you're talking about. If my heart stopped right now, I don't know where I would spend eternity, but I want to know. Jimmy, I'm that person. I've never received Jesus Christ. Maybe this is your first time to be in a service like this. Everything is new. Doesn't matter if it's the first time or 20th time or second time. Are you born again? Jesus loves you and is calling you this morning. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Open up your heart and receive him. So by the show of hand, whoever you are, just lift up your hand if you're that person saying, Jimmy, I want you to pray with me. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
Thanks for listening to the Nations Church podcast. For more great content and updates, visit nationschurch.com.